for WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Even after losing its bid to take over Harrisonburg's animal shelter services, Anacira says it's pleased with the result. In Richmond, supporters of Medicaid expansion filled the state Senate gallery on Wednesday, and one local state senator, a Republican, says he thinks the votes are there. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, April 12th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
On Tuesday, Harrisonburg's City Council voted unanimously to decline an animal sheltering services proposal from Anacira Veterinary Center. But those on the losing side claimed partial victory and a hope for progress on lowering euthanasia rates. WMRA's Christopher Clymer-Kurtz filed this comprehensive report.
The Harrisonburg City Council vote was a rejection of her proposal. But Kate LeMond, Anacira Veterinary Center's founding president and CEO, left the meeting claiming victory.
We are very pleased. The whole purpose of Anacira submitting a proposal was our concern about the death rate. What we heard tonight is that the City Council is also concerned and that they're interested in making changes to address that issue.
More about those changes in a bit. But first, it's been close to a year since Anacira submitted an unsolicited proposal to Harrisonburg City Council to take over the animal sheltering services for the city from the Rockingham-Harrisonburg SPCA. Anacira said it could provide the services for 25% less than the city currently pays the SPCA, plus operate using a no-kill model to significantly reduce the high euthanasia rate at the SPCA. In their recommendation to City Council this week, city management staff expressed skepticism that Anacira's facilities and foster network would have adequate capacity for possible influxes or legally mandated holding periods, and said Anacira's lower fee for the services could increase in future years. They talked of the city's previous investments in the SPCA and said that there is, quote, value and security in continuing to partner with Rockingham County, which also contracts with SPCA. And as for Anacira's promise of lower euthanasia rates, staff said that other localities have struggled to meet such no-kill goals. Staff did affirm what they said was progress in decreasing the number of euthanasias at the SPCA, which reported that its rate is down from 51% in 2016 to about 45% in 2017. But they also suggested that the council could consider amending the contract with the SPCA to include benchmarks and goals and periodic reports.
Although I believe this recommendation is in the best interest of the city, I just want to make it clear this is not an endorsement of business as usual.
Eric Campbell has been the city manager since the middle of January.
I am concerned with the euthanasia rates. I do believe this is a beginning of a discussion on how do we reduce those rates.
Councilmember Richard Baugh said that underlying the staff's recommendation to decline Anacira's proposal was a lack of direction from council to pursue a no-kill model. Plus, he said,
I think really part of the undercurrent here is city manager is telling us he'd like some time to work on this project.
The council discussed the frequency of required reports from the SPCA, and at Baugh's motion, unanimously approved the staff recommendation. After the meeting, City Manager Campbell said that his job is now to bring parties like the SPCA and Anacira together.
Each organization has some strong positives. The challenge is they're not talking to each other. We have all the good parts in the community. It's a matter of working to get them working in tandem, and I think we can get there.
That call for Anacira and the SPCA to work together surfaced repeatedly. Here's Councilmember Christopher Jones during Tuesday evening's council meeting.
How these two entities aren't working together for the greater good of the cats and dogs that are involved in this situation, it just baffles me. I understand that at some point you have different philosophies and ideologies, but at the end of the day, if you want more cats and animals to be adopted and live, you work with what you can work with one side and work with what you can on the other. It shouldn't be an either or.
Afterward, Councilmember George Hirschman repeated that call.
Some places got to be a little more cooperation between Anacira, and there's been very little over the years. We got to make that work a little better.
The SPCA's Joe Benjamin said she welcomes ongoing discussion with the city about the shelter's successes and challenges, and she's open to community help.
It's a community issue, and it requires community solutions. So if Anacira and other local rescue organizations would like to work together, we are happy to take their application. I really think there's a lot of potential for us to work together and collaborate.
Can that happen? Again, Anacira's Kate LeMond.
If the SPCA is able to embrace some of the philosophies, some of the policies and procedures that are consistent with the no-kill or life-saving model, absolutely. Time will tell.
With the dismissal of Anacira's proposal, Mayor Dena Reed pledged to pursue lower euthanasia rates through holding the SPCA accountable.
I'm going to be very diligent in making sure that the SPCA progresses the way we need them to progress. And with those 6 months reports, I'm going to make sure we hold them to that. So I think there's hope for both sides. I'm hoping that maybe they can work together.
That change, she said, would be a winning outcome. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.
The gallery of Virginia's state Senate was filled with supporters of Medicaid expansion on Wednesday. They were there as lawmakers began a special session to work on the state budget. Lawmakers will also be deciding on whether to expand the health insurance program for the poor. As Virginia Public Radio's Mallory No Pain reports, that decision may still take weeks.
A small crowd, some from as far away as Roanoke, stood outside the Capitol Wednesday as lawmakers walked into the building. They shouted thank you to legislators who have been supportive of expansion. Christine Payne came from Williamsburg.
Presence is important today and a statement to be made.
Nothing happens now until Friday. That's when the House Appropriations Committee meets to discuss the state budget.
We will pass a House budget. I think it'll look fairly similar to what you've seen in the past.
Speaker of the House Kirk Cox says the House budget will still include Medicaid expansion, but this time with stronger work requirements.
If you're going to expand Medicaid, the work requirement's always been a key reform. And so I think that will get a lot of support.
GOP senators had criticized the previous work requirements as lacking teeth. The Senate won't dig into things until the middle of next week, at the earliest. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Well, one of the two Republican state senators who broke with the caucus last week in support of two different paths to Medicaid expansion says he thinks they can come together with a plan that gets the 21 votes necessary to pass the Senate. Craig Carper with our partner station WCVE reports.
Republican Senator Frank Wagner of Virginia Beach wants to use an industry-supported provider tax on hospitals to provide tax credits to those who are insured but having trouble with the cost of their premiums and deductibles. Republican Senator Emmett Hanger of Augusta says he thinks they can find a way to offer the tax relief without creating the new tax on hospitals.
Of course, we've got to come to agreement with the House and the governor as well. But I believe we can do that, and I believe we can do it in a fairly short time span now, I would hope, before the end of April.
Hanger says that simple expansion without the tax would generate $114 million in efficiencies to be spent on other parts of the healthcare system. Both senators support stricter work requirements for those who receive Medicaid benefits.
Craig Carper, WMRA News, Capitol Square.
And finally, the leader of the Virginia Senate Republican caucus is also indicating a shifted stance. WCVE's Soraya Wintersmith reports that Senate Majority Leader Tommy Norment is now willing to talk about ways to make the proposal for Medicaid expansion more fiscally responsible.
For the last several years, Senate Majority Leader Tommy Norment has been one of Virginia's most outspoken anti-Medicaid expansion lawmakers. On Wednesday, he began talking about it as if it could happen.
If, in fact, there is going to be a fiscally responsible and conservative Medicaid expansion plan, it has got to be developed on a more collaborative basis.
After the Senate gaveled out of its first day of special session, a James City County Republican said there needs to be a fresh round of conversations wherein Senate Republicans can help craft a palatable plan.
One person can't develop that plan and come in and drop it down in front of 21 Republican senators and say, here it is. That is not going to work. I mean, you've got to do it collaboratively. And the circle of participants who are helping, working on an alternative plan, whether they vote for it or not, that has got to be developed.
Some of the fiscally responsible proposals Norman mentioned include limited enrollment, capitation, and spending Medicaid expansion money on state health care needs. Saraya Wintersmith, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Thursday.